I got something in the display. If lost, please contact Dr. Warner Ajee. And Dennis recited the phone number. Now that's something, his excited voice in Scarpetta's ear. That makes my night. What's 202? Isn't that the area code for Washington, D.C.? Call the number and let's see what happens. Scarpetta had a pretty good idea. Lucy was plugging the cable into the side of the wall-mounted TV when the cell phone rang on the bed inside the hotel room. The ringtone was loud, Bach's Fugue in D minor, and a gory image of a dead body on a gurney filled the flat screen on the wall. "That's the guy on the bridge," Marino said, walking closer to the TV. "I recognize the clothes he had on." The black body pouch was unzipped and spread wide, the shaved and beardless face covered with dark, dried blood and deformed beyond recognition. The top of his head was fragmented, blood and brain extruding from the torn tissue edges of his badly lacerated scalp. His left mandible was fractured in at least one place, his jaw gaping and crooked, bared lower teeth bloody and broken, and some of them gone. And his left eye was almost completely avulsed, the orb barely attached to the socket. The dark jacket he had on was worn at the shoulder seams, and his left trouser seam was split, and the jagged end of his femur protruded from torn khaki fabric like a snapped-off stick. His ankles were bent at unnatural angles. "He landed feet first and then hit on his left side," Scarpetta said as the cell phone stopped ringing on the bed and Bach's Fugue quit. "I suspect his head struck some abutment on the bridge on the way down." "He had on a watch," Dennis said over the phone.